Hachette Audio presents Between Breaths, a memoir of panic and addiction. Written and read by Elizabeth Vargas.
For my beautiful boys, Zachary and Sam. Author's note. There are people who will say I've not been sober long enough to write this book, that I should wait until I've had 8 years without a drink, or 18. Perhaps they're right, but there is not a magic number of years of sobriety that suddenly confers authority or expertise, or even a guarantee that it will last. I am not an expert on alcoholism. I do not claim to know all the secrets to getting better, and as you will hear, I have learned painful lessons about what is important. I just know what finally worked for me, and that my sobriety, while new, is hard won, and my life is so much better for it. I'm not an expert on anxiety either, but it's been a part of my life since I can remember. In 2013, the National Institute on Mental Health estimated 40 million American adults suffered from anxiety, and that number did not include the many children growing up in its grip, as I did. I am just one of many who struggle, one of the lucky few who finally found a way not to let it run my life. That, too, is a daily battle. What I do for a living is tell stories on television. They can be big, sweeping tales of bravery and tragedy, or smaller gems about kindness and perseverance and quiet courage. I am always honored when people share their stories with me, when they trust me with their deepest fears and secrets. This book is my story. It is personal, and it's evolving. I don't have all the answers, and life didn't magically get better all of a sudden when I stopped drinking. My anxiety didn't vanish forever, but it is so much better than it was, and I'm grateful to be able to tell the story of how I finally found a place of grace. Introduction. Spring 2002, New York City. I'm sitting at the anchor desk in the large studio we call TV3, illuminated by more than 2,000 watts of lights hanging above me, in front of me, even behind me. I'm tethered to the desk by a small microphone pinned to my dress. A tiny device in my ear, called an IFB, allows the producer...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?